Hi, I'm Adam Malik, Editor-in-Chief of Auto Service World, Cars Magazine, Jobber News, and EV World. I'm here to bring you the first in a series of interviews compiled at the Canadian International Auto Show this year in Toronto. I spoke with Matt Gurgis. He's the Managing Director of Volvo Canada. The company plans to be fully electric by 2030, well ahead of many government mandates around the world of 2035, including Canada. He spoke about that decision, consumer concerns, adoption challenges, education strategies, incentives, and more. Here is our conversation.
All right, Max. So talk me a little about Volvo, with the EV, planning to go fully electric by 2030. It's ahead of mandates, for example. So what influences that decision to be ahead of the curve?
Yeah, we took this decision quite some time ago that we wanted to be fully electric by 2030. You know, our purpose as a company, provide freedom to move in a personal, sustainable, and safe way. And we just see the natural evolution of our safety DNA transitioning into sustainability, which of course, a big part of that is to reduce tailpipe emissions. So this is our ambition, 2030, and we're committed to that.
So people have concerns, obviously, for this, you know, and that's basically the feedback I get is that, you know, just there's a lack of education out there, feels too unfamiliar with it. How do you combat that as you know, 2030 is not that far away.
Yep. It's a fair question. You know, we kind of went through the early adopter phase, and now we're getting into more availability of inventory out there in general and the next phase of consumers, right? And we do see that there is a bit of anxiety still around range, around accessibility. So for us, we're doing a few things. We're transitioning to the North American charging standard, right? And that's going to give accessibility to about 12,000 fast chargers. We've also partnered with Qmerit to help with putting home chargers in to allow consumers more around accessibility in their homes, right? So we've taken steps in that way. And between now and 2030, we also offer plug-in hybrid cars. You can get quite a bit of mileage on the electric motors there. Mm-hmm. On average, we get about 60 kilometers range on our plug-in hybrid offer. So that's another tool in the toolbox to help consumers gradually get to full electrification.
Common complaint I get is that, oh, this is all being forced on us, you know, mandates, that sort of thing. But yeah, because you guys are going ahead of schedule.
Yes.
So what kind of message do you think that tells people that, you know, Volvo is, we're going in for 2030, forget the mandates, we want to be in on this? Is that fair?
Yeah, it's fair to say. You know, it sends the message that we're living out our brand purpose. We're committed to deliver on what we said. Of course, we understand that markets evolve, consumer demands change. There's many reasons for that. But for us, it's important to keep our eye focused on the end goal, manage through the peaks and troughs there, and ultimately deliver, you know, by 2030, fully electric cars to all of our consumers around the globe.
Common complaint or feedback, I guess I get, is that, you know, there's concerns around repair, just, you know, lack of technicians, for example, in the industry, supply chain, whatever it may be, you know, battery concerns or whatever. How do you respond to or help alleviate some of those concerns consumers may have around getting their vehicles?
Yeah, I would say in general, there's less day-to-day maintenance needed from fully electric cars. We also have more technology in our full electric cars that allow for over-the-air updates, which means that you can get your car quote-unquote repaired while you're not really leaving your house or a quick trip to the dealership, right? So I would say that we're evolving the product in line exactly with what the consumer demands are, which is, you know, less maintenance required, more convenience, more accessibility. Mm-hmm. In terms of technician and labor and all that, I think we see it in our industry like everybody else does, difficult to get technicians, difficult to get people in general. So we're working with our dealers on different clever ways to help support them to retain talent, to get more technician, all those kind of things.
What are some, maybe what's your one or top three challenges you see still remaining in driving EV adoption, and what is Volvo doing to help overcome those challenges?
Yeah, so you know, we talked about range and accessibility to the charging infrastructure. I think we talked about that. Affordability is one, right? I mean, we're in Canada. We see what's happening with pressure around rates and everything else. Consumers are interested in EVs, but they also see a price premium there, right? Mm-hmm. What we're doing this year is introducing the EX30 as well, which is our smallest fully electric SUV at a competitive, more affordable price point, which should help Canadian consumers. When you tack on the price as well as the cost of ownership, it becomes a more affordable option to help them take that step into electrification. Right? So we're doing quite a bit around education and infrastructure with our partnerships. We're also doing quite a bit around the product offer to bring, you know, affordability in the EV space to Canadian consumers with products that they resonate with.
How do you get that education piece out there? How do you tell them about what's going on, or you know, how you're making improvements on what they on what may be out there? How do you get the message out?
Yeah, we, you know, most of this is available on our websites. They can go on and see what our products are all about, the price points, the functionality, everything else. Our retailers are a core part of our ecosystem. So if you go visit a retailer and you're into the idea of electrification, but you're kind of uncertain about next steps, they're more than happy to talk to anyone interested, to give them more education around that. And we work in close collaboration with them to make sure they have the latest and greatest knowledge to explain to Canadian consumers.
How do you see trends evolving towards electrification? Like, you know, how do you see things transitioning? You must have like optimistic viewpoints if you're, you know, 2030, we all electric.
Yeah.
Is that what your research tells you, that people are going to be all in on electrification in just a few years?
So here's what we see. We see that consumers resonate with sustainability. We see that they resonate with a transparent, negotiation-free process, right? We've kind of married those two. So now all of the EVs in Canada, since we launched the XC40 Recharge and the C40, we offer on our one price promise. It's a negotiation-free, transparent experience, right? So we know this is where Canadians are going. We're creating a product offer to get there. And so far we've seen good results. Our fully electric sales were up more than double from 2022 to 2023. So we're seeing that be part of it as well. Of course, this stems beyond us, and we need our government partners, both provincially and federally, to step up, to help continue with incentives, to help manage this transition, to get the infrastructure to where it needs to be. But we're quite optimistic that with the product plan we have, the sales model we have, the collaboration we have with our retailers, that we're taking very good steps to get there.
Yeah. You mentioned you brought up a few models and you have a new one this year.
Yeah.
So how does that help? You know, there are more options out there for consumers, right? They have more buying options. So that will help with these sales, wouldn't it?
It could be. Yeah. I think in general, it's good that as an industry, we're moving in this direction. Of course, everyone has different views on where the end goal should be, when the end goal should be there, and how to get there. But for large measure, the government's pretty clear on ultimately where we're trying to go. And I think that the more education that's out there, the more investment in infrastructure, the more around rebates to make it affordable for everybody, the more steps we can take together to accelerate and transform into electrification.
Wonderful. Matt, thank you much for your time.
Thank
Appreciate
you so much. Appreciate it.
Thanks again for tuning into this episode of Auto Service World Conversations. I'm Adam Malik, and we'll talk to you next time.